Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. This episode, we address Timmy Chalamet's recent heat that he's gotten into.
Not only do we talk about the situation, but we address Timothy directly.
Yeah. So join us for that.
Timothée.
Timothée Chalamet. We talk about, one of the things that we talk about is sort of celebrating small wins. And that's something that I'm kind of sitting with. Obviously, we do these intros right after we record the episode and then we tell you what it's about to be about. And I've been sitting with it since we've been talking about it. It's kind of interesting. I'd love to hear people's thoughts on that in the
Kermarts.
In the Kermarts.
Kermart players.
Anyway, we love having y'all here. I know I've said it a million times, but I'm going to keep plugging that my special is out. Thank you for watching it. A lot of you have watched it and have messaged me or have commented or whatever. And it's really nice to see that people are watching it and getting it and feeling like it's fun and cool and that we're going to do more stuff like that. We love you so much.
We love you so much.
We love you so much.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Since I come on home, well, my body's been a mess.
And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Why don't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on? For a second there, we lost it, and it kind of turned into like if the Minions were singing Valerie.
Here we go. That was a little bit Sims.
Why don't you come on over?
We were just talking before we started recording about, first of all, Allie said to me, hey, you know that Amy Winehouse song where she says, trying to make me go to rehab.
But I said, no, no, no.
I said, yeah, you mean the song called Rehab?
Well.
She said, trying to make me go to rehab? What, that song? I said, yeah, Rehab. And then she said, that one's a bummer.
Well,
I said,
it's a bummer in hindsight. When you think about it, it's like.
Not even in hindsight. In sight.
It was a bummer the moment she wrote it.
Immediate.
And then in hindsight.
It was a bummer that she had to write it.
It's a bummer that she even had the thought. And then now, hindsight 2020.
It's the bummer of past, present, and future. The ghost of rehab, past, present, and bummer future.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh man. And then I guess you have to know if you're that kind of person and you're writing that kind of song, that song is not going to age well.
What do you mean?
Or it's aged perfectly because it's the exact.
I think there's an honesty to it that means that it's perfect.
I know. Well, that's what made Amy Winehouse so special, honestly, is her distinct honesty.
And also and her voice and also, I heard
right,
that.
But a lot of people have a good voice. She was special.
Yeah, but not as many. Even people with good voices don't have that voice. That's a voice.
Right.
But no, I get that what you're talking about, capital V voice, also includes your perspective as an artist.
Right. And her like raw.
And what's our capital V voice? What's our perspective as an artist?
I don't know that we need to define that. You're from the mid-calf down, look like Easter Sunday.
Catch me on Allie's camera.
Easter Sunday mistake.
Catch me on Allie's camera.
For those of you not watching, he has light pink ankle socks on.
Bro, I got them Fiddle-Dee-Dee 500s. You know what I mean? The absolute Fiddle-Dee-Dee 500s.
They're like a sort of unbranded yellow cloth.
I'm like a hippie lesbian mom gardening out here. Like
you
fully
are a lesbian gardener. What's the brand of these shoes?
ALD, bro.
What's ALD?
It's a fancy brand from Nueva York.
Oh, it is fancy. They are fancy.
They're fancy garden clocks.
That's not a as they say in tech.
You don't grok that.
I don't grok that?
Am I using that right? I always use it wrong in meetings and people be laughing at me.
You can't say as they say in tech.
As they say in tech.
Oh my God.
As they say in tech. As they say in tech. Can everyone see my screen? Do you grok? Or maybe it's that you can grok. Gosh, I don't know. Maybe it's that they will grok. Or the grokking's not a verb. I'm not totally sure. Do you grok?
Do you grok?
Grant, do you know grok, what's grok is?
Isn't grok, grok is Elon's AI.
I know what grok is.
No. It's a phrase people use. That my understanding of it was like a quick read, like you understand something quickly, like you grok it. But I know I'm using it wrong because every time I use it, people laugh.
Gabe, can you give me a?
Yeah. Same.
She's making it up.
No, I'm not.
Her whole personality is sometimes just making shit up.
That's true, but this is not the case here. Grok.
And that's something we love about Allie is that she makes shit up.
I'm looking this up.
Or else how could we have a podcast at all?
Grok means to understand something intuitively, profoundly, and with empathy.
Yeah. What?
Use it in a sentence.
Okay. No. We're done with that. Grok. Okay. So everyone, are you grokking the fact that... this is episode 65. What? You have words?
Grok it.
Cut to Grant Cam saying grok it.
Grant's doing the thumb to that's finger the, tap.
That's you just invented a type of person, which is a tech baddie.
I'm pretty sure you're a tech baddie.
Grok it.
Let's not give Grant credit for inventing the tech.
Okay. Timothy Chalamet this week went viral for saying he doesn't want to be a part of forms of art that are dying, like
it's so awesome
ballet
that he said that.
And
it's so awesome.
Opera. I saw it, and of course, the world is ablaze.
Of course,
angry at Timmy.
It's incredible,
Timmy. Here's what's your take on it?
First of all, what a dense thing to say. I don't even need to say that because who cares?
Why do you feel like it's dense?
Because the preservation of art forms is important. Art changes and grows over time. Popularity does not give validity. There's a billion reasons why it's dense.
Totally.
And also, film is dying. But...
Dude.
What I will say is...
You're headed towards my take.
My take on it is to watch ballerinas clap back with ballet...
is so sick. It's so sick.
It's sick. They're talented. It's amazing. But it's also the best feud I've ever witnessed. It's like, what about this?
It's literally Chalamet said something about the ballerinas. And now the whole internet is like, you could never. Timmy, you could never do this.
You wouldn't last a day.
Try getting your leg this high, bitch. We're all like, bro.
We're like, no, you got it.
No, you win. You win. Your hips are displaced and your feet have bunions. You win.
Timmy wouldn't last a day, and it's someone upside down on point shoes.
You think this art form is dead? Take a look at these calves, Timmy. You think this art form is dying? How about me doing this on an exercise ball? We're like, okay, bro.
And we're like, no. Keep going, girls and boys.
Let's keep that beef alive.
I hope that beef lasts forever. Ballerinas hating Timothy Chalamet.
He was kind of due, huh?
Dude, that's an interesting take, too. That Chalamamily was due?
He was
flying high.
He stayed out of the heat for a long time.
He was flying high. Here's my thing, bro. This is part of my take, and I'll get to what you said in a second. I don't want to harp on it, too, because I would also like to be a part of that industry going forward before it dies. My take is, dude, don't come for the artists.
Yeah. Be like, I don't want to be a part of something evil like fracking.
No, see, yeah. He's like, I don't want to have to make people care about fracking. Like, go for anything else. Those are your, that's same team, bro. That's your team. Why are you doing this?
And also art begets art begets art. Like we wouldn't have film without whatever. Right. It's even like hack to say because everyone knows that.
No, I know. Well, this is also my thing is I think I'm agreeing with you that I'm loving the ballerinas like lifting a leg in.
And being in, like, take that.
But have we seen any opera singers? Timmy.
Let me throw my hat in the ring.
Yeah. I'll get after it.
Timothée Chalamet.
Wait, are we on Al cam right now? He stepped away from the board. Are we on Al's cam? Al, go ahead. Direct address to Timmy.
Timothée Chalamet. Take this.
Pull the mic away a little bit. Try again.
Timothée Chalamet. What do you have to say about this?
And now cut to my camera. You could never do that, okay? You could never raise your soft palate high enough. Your soft palate can't be high enough for real art, okay? So don't come for the opera singers or the... Okay, and actually, hold on, sorry.
Can I do another take?
Hold on. You could never do this. Timothy, you could never do this. And you could never do this and this. Yeah! You could never do that. That's why you're mad.
Can I do another one?
Yeah. Go for it.
Timothée Chalamet, I'd like you to consider this. Per pietà del mio neo,
non mi dir che io sono in grado. Okay. Me. My turn. Timothée Chalamet, hey, don't come for us ballerinas and us opera singers because... La Bananini Badudi. Just the Olympic theme song as a minion.
I was singing a real Italian opera song. I'm learning it. What were you singing?
The Olympic theme song, just as a warm up. Anyway, Timothée Chalamet, here's the thing. I don't think people need to be that mad. He was in a room. He was trying to. Here's also the thing we forget the context of. He's sitting across from Matthew McConaughey. He's trying to be cool.
And
he's
also,
trying to come across cool guy.
And also of all the things that people have said wrong in all the moments that they've said it wrong, lest we not forget the Epstein files.
No, I understand. That's also the thing too, is like, I'm like, hey, y'all, we're learning about some of the worst things happening that we are aware of in recent history, and we're
in
mad
human history,
and we're mad that Chalamet's taking shots at Baryshnikov. We'll be fine.
I think it's easier to sing opera angrily at Timothée Chalamet than it is to address the
have
deep,
we seen have
innate
we, yeah okay
sickness.
Yeah. Go ahead and finish what you're about to finish.
The deep innate sickness that
we can't. This is not what this show
the
is.
The combination of capitalism and a patriarchal society brings. And I'll stop, but I can't just sing opera at that. Jeffrey Epstein.
You can. Why don't you go ahead and sing? Go ahead and sing us something at the list.
I actually don't think I could do that. I actually don't even want to joke about it because it's not fucking funny at all. So let's move on.
Okay. Have we seen people doing opera at him in response? Because we have seen a lot of ballerinas.
We've only seen the ballet.
But is the ballet more petty than opera singers, or are there just not enough opera singers being courageous?
There's no way.
Who's more petty?
I think there are just less opera singers, like, across the board.
Than ballerinas?
For sure. Because there's no
way. It's got to be even.
I doubt it. There is no.
More ballet than opera?
Finish my sentence that I've been trying to say.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like a broken record. There's no way that someone who studies opera and decides to do it professionally in this day and age, no offense, girls.
Are you about to make his same mistake?
Is not a petty person.
Yeah, because you have to.
Someone who studies opera, who's dedicated their life to the opera, is a vengeful person, no doubt.
Because they have to overcome a lot of people being like, huh?
Well, that and like, there's no higher form of drama. If you're drawn to that,
yeah,
you're not exactly a peacemaker.
No.
I can't imagine.
Someone who can. Yeah! Is not someone who's like, hey guys, why don't we all take a second to kind of talk this out and see it from each other's perspectives.
No. That's they not yell the right. for a living.
But let's also be careful because is who listens to this show.
No, and we love you. We and are is also you us. In many ways.
In many ways, in every ways.
Well, no. In the way where we get paid to do it, we are not that way.
You get paid to go,
We don't.
I kind of do.
Right. Okay.
That is kind of my whole job.
I have a job. Did you all grok that?
Yeah.
This
is kind of...
Tech baddie.
Did you just go to each camera?
Did you all grok that?
Did Grant follow you?
No way. No way he followed that.
Let's try it. Did you all grok that?
Did you all grok that?
This is the dumbest show. Hey, again, I always say this. It feels a little bit churchy, but I am very thankful that people listen to the show. We're continuing to grow. We're in our 60s. The show is in its 60s. Mid to late 60s. This show is at retirement age, but we're not stopping because we're never stopping. We're always optimizing. We're always making it better.
Have we talked about when we do retire?
How many episodes? How many? I think we need to get into the hundreds.
Before we're like, what are we doing here?
Before we need to get into the hundreds, and then we need to ask the Adoits if they're okay with us doing quarterly huge shows.
Fascinating take.
Or we just tour and we do major cities.
We tour and we tear.
What does this show look like as a touring show? Dude.
You'll just have to wait and see. You'll just have to wait and see.
We've been toying with a live show here in LA. That would be really fun.
Yeah, if you're listening and you live in LA and you would come to our live show, grok it down below.
Yeah, anyway, do you want to write a haiku about Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah. My sweet boy. Ooh.
My sweet boy. Ooh.
You have done your big one, baby. Ballet is angry.
My sweet boy. Oop, you have done your big one, baby. Ballet is angry. Dude, that is... See, here's the thing.
That's kind of an all-time
That is an all-time... That is an all-timer.
Honestly, I started talking and then I realized, oh my God, the reverb's on, so this is counting as my haiku.
Whoop. Yeah, once the reverb starts, it's counting as your haiku. Totally.
Okay, so this last week...
Did we talk enough about, or at all, about Punch yet?
Oh, I don't think we've talked about Punch.
And it's our job to talk about
that's
Punch.
That's really important, honestly.
I'm feeling... I've heard a lot about Punch. So for those of you who don't know, Punch the Monkey is a little tiny, adorable monkey that was abandoned by his mom, and he has this bigger stuffed monkey that he clings onto, and he got bullied by all of his friends.
All the other monkeys, they dragged him around like a cartoon situation where everyone is beating him up. All the little monkeys, they beat him up. And it was so devastating. It was kind of something that triggered all our middle school stuff, where we felt like he's the tiny one in the lunchroom.
And he's so freaking cute.
He's the tiny one in the gym class.
And he's so freaking adorable.
But all the other bigger monkeys who have, I don't know, they got armpit hair before he did, and the girl ones got boobs before he did, if it's a girl or whatever. They're all making fun of him because he's got off-brand clothes and he's got all these snacks.
It got
personal. He's got...
It just got personal.
off-brand clothes and all these snacks, and all the other monkeys were wearing Hollister. He didn't have any Hollister, so they beat him up in the lunchroom.
You know, it's interesting to me that Punch the Monkey triggered some middle school trauma for you. Because
I just was following a thread. It didn't really. I haven't even seen it.
Well, because for me, when I saw Punch the Monkey getting beat up by his friends, it triggered something maternal in me. I didn't relate to Punch the Monkey. Mm. I wanted to be his mom.
Oh, you said, don't make this mama come out the stands.
Exactly. Exactly. It was like, don't touch, other monkeys, try and touch Punch Monkey one more time.
Try and touch Punch Monkey one more time.
Hey. I'll kick y'all bitches, and they're small too. I'll kick them bitches to the back. I'll kick them bitches to the other side of the enclosure. You try to touch Punch Monkey one more time. If anyone actually tries to touch Punch Monkey one more time in a way that isn't just giving him like a little jacket or something, if anyone comes near Punch Monkey with this violence that his monkey friends came to him, I'm kick y'all bitches to the other side of the enclosure. Pa, 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 pa. Every single one of them bitches, I'm kicking. They're going flying because they're little monkeys. And they deserve it because they beat up my little baby boy. Punch the monkey.
Punch the monkey.
I'm going to buy him a little outfit. A little Gap sweatsuit. Except, you know how Gap is doing that thing where they say nap? I'm going to get him a little sweatshirt that says nap on it. And then I'm going to hold him.
Punch the monkey.
Anyway, it triggered something maternal in me, obviously. I have heard rumors since that he's no longer getting his shit rocked.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is that even true? Or are they just saying that so I don't go burn the zoo down or wherever he's hanging out?
I do think it's probably good for his growth. I do think Punch is going to be funnier because of it. He's going to have more of a personality.
This is you relating to Punch again.
Damn it. I do think Punch is going to end up marrying a monkey out of his league.
Totally.
Having a beautiful life.
No, I think that's probably true.
He's going to be better for it.
Yeah.
He's going to be better
I
for it.
I hope so.
Oh, come on. If Punch was just cute and went viral of just being cute right out the gate,
he'd be insufferable.
He'd be insufferable.
You're right.
Are you kidding me?
It's really hard to become famous young and not be like totally messed up.
He doesn't survive that. He's going to shave his head and swing in on a wrecking ball. Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
No, I know. In 20 years, he'll be like, it's not clocking to you.
It's not clocking. Hey, don't come for my Bieber. I love Bieber.
No. I love Bieber too. He
Don't
survived a really difficult thing to survive, which was being famous as a child.
No, totally. Everything Gucci, bruh? Oh, great. Sorry. I didn't see the thumb. I just saw him stand move an arm.
Can I tell you something I did this week that was so silly?
Yeah, tell me.
And how I got an ankle injury?
Yeah. And when we say ankle injury, you mean your ankle hurts or you mean you were at XR urgent care?
Oh, hurt.
There was an old wrestling coach of mine who used to say, are you hurt or are you injured or are you hurt?
Oh, that's a really good distinction. Hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
So my friend had a big win at work and she reached out to our group chat and was like, does anyone want to celebrate tonight? And everyone was like, no, I'm busy. Which is not like my friends. My friends are usually deaf. As the kids ass bitches.
They are down ass bitches. I'm pausing to say, I don't think I've ever done that. Where I say something cool happened. Can we all get together to celebrate that? That's cool.
Oh, it's like all we do.
That's cool.
Every time we get together, we're like, bah, 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 bah. Actually, the other night we got
celebrating wins.
Some
for the
friends
homies.
Got together and we celebrated wins that hadn't happened yet as a form of manifestation.
That's pretty fire.
We were like, cheers,
dude,
to Shelby's new job, because Shelby had quit her job that day. And so then that night we were like, cheers to Shelby's new job, even though she obviously doesn't have a new job yet.
That's pretty fire, actually.
Yeah.
I'm kind of big into that. I do think like often we have, I'll just speak for me, I have my head down a lot and I'm just going. And I don't feel like I take time to be excited because I don't. What is this? And we're getting back to your story. I'm so sorry. But we are podcasting, and so, you know, it goes. Do other people have this issue where there's something in me that says, if I celebrate it, it stops the momentum, and I need to keep going?
I understand that.
Is that that seems like it's fake now that I say it out loud.
No, it is fake. I understand the instinct, but kind of what I push, and a lot of my friends feel this way too, is like, why not feel the thing? Even if you're celebrating the win on the way to the big win. So you don't get the big win. And then you never got to feel the thing along the way. And so...
Say it in a different way. I know what you mean, but say it in a different way.
Okay, I'll say it in a different way. We're working on a documentary.
Sure.
We're not funded on our documentary.
Sure.
But we did get a contract with a team that we're really excited about that could potentially get us to funding. We threw a dinner when we got that contract. We hadn't arrived to the thing we had arrived to yet, yep. But say our documentary never gets funded, then we will have spent a year and a half working really hard and never once feeling happy about the progress.
Or
feeling excited, yeah. Or taking a moment to be like, look how far we got.
Yeah.
If we don't get to the finish line,
right.
We will have never gotten to feel the journey.
Right.
And the journey is the hard parts, and the journey is the mundane right. stuff, and the journey is the difficult stuff, but it's also the wins. And if you fail to celebrate the wins, you have multiple journeys go by without ever having joy.
And also when do you celebrate? Because eventually the winning is a moving goalpost anyway. So if you never celebrate the small wins, they'll all feel like small wins and you never celebrate anything.
Well, I would say like you've had some small wins on the way to a big win this last week.
Sure.
I would be celebrating that.
Can't.
Exactly.
Can't.
I would be
at
least.
Are the girls in Allie's camera celebrating?
Yes,
are the girls in Allie's camera celebrating each and every moment? Also, are there boys in there?
No, definitely not. It's okay. Not a safe space for them.
Are the boys over here? Or are the boys here? Where are the boys?
I can't imagine the boys are hanging out of my camera.
Boys, where are you? Okay, so we got to listen to Allie tell the rest of her story because some friend of hers had a big win at work. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fellas, hear me out. Hey, brother.
This friend makes more money than all of you combined.
And that doesn't mean they're better than us.
Yes, it does.
No, this person is better than us, but not because of the money they make.
That's true.
Because for a million reasons. Everything else that they are.
For like literally everything about her.
Starting with height, even.
No, totally.
Height, hair.
Totally.
Talent. Gosh. Anyway, keep going.
Wit. Anyway, the crux of the story is she's like, let's celebrate. Everyone's like, we're busy. I get added to a separate group chat. That's like, we're going to surprise her tonight.
Fun.
By being at her house when she gets home.
Fun.
So we're sitting around the house and it took them.
Can we change it to the crust of the story?
Sure.
Thanks.
That was a little bit of the peanut butter. Now here's the crust of the story.
Okay. It does feel like the part of the story that you'd cut out and feed to your dog, but sure.
Well, yes. Well, exactly. Yeah. It's the part of the story that I'm telling. So we're sitting around the house waiting for her to come home. And we're like, for a surprise party, do you just like pop out and say surprise? Or like, what do you do? Genius occurs. I don't know who says it out loud. Let's build a pyramid of our bodies.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's build a pyramid of our bodies.
When Allie and her friends say, let's build a pyramid of our bodies, what they mean is human pyramid. The thing that has existed in high school cheerleading for 900 years.
So
they have to make it, they have to put a little sauce on it.
And
so
by
they
the
say,
way,
let's make a pyramid of our bodies.
By the way,
too
you
many artists.
Think of your group friends.
Too
think
many
of your
artists.
Group of friends. Think of your group of friends. Think of any group you're a part of. You know who's the bottom of the pyramid and you know who's the top. We didn't even have to negotiate it.
That's
there were
fire.
Four of us that got down on all fours, me being one of them.
But are there some of those bitches who are like, I'm on bottom and y'all are like,
well,
get up top.
There was a point in the day where I was like, by the way, I won't be getting on anyone's back.
Yeah.
Some of these girls are teeny tiny.
So they know and they know, or do they think they should be on the bottom as
I think
anchor?
I think we all can
There's
be
There's an unspoken.
I think we're grown enough to be honest with ourselves about who should be at the bottom of the pyramid.
And that is how you know your friend group is a good friend group and a long friend group is you can navigate who goes on bottom, who
human
goes on top.
Human pyramid in a pressure situation.
Human pyramid without talking.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Or offending anyone.
Oh.
Because you don't want to find out in any direction. You don't want to find out that you're a bottom if you thought you were a top.
No, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I will say, like, it's not embarrassing or, like, a flex to be any one of them.
Yeah, what is a middle anyway, you know?
A middle is, like, really having to balance and carry weight. The bottom has to be strong, and the top has to be balanced. And so, like, they're all really valuable pieces.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm clearly a bottom.
You think the middle is the hardest?
I think the middle is the hardest.
Whoa.
Because all the bottom takes is like brute strength.
Yeah, brother.
Like, I'm not balancing shit. I'm just like taking the weight of a bunch of girls stacked on top of me. Okay, I digress.
I wish.
I digress.
I wish.
You wish?
The weight of a bunch of girls stacked on top of
gross,
me.
Gross. Perv.
A wooga.
Stop. Ew.
A woo.
Grant, do the record scratch. Grant, please do the record scratch.
Please.
Please.
Please. Okay, should I do a haiku about...
Well, I just want to say... No, so we're panicked because we hear the garage opening and they're coming home. My friend who's on the top of the pyramid gets to the very top of the pyramid, falls all the weight directly onto my ankle, says, I'm so sorry, are you okay? And I said, yup.
And that's the curse of the bottom.
that's one of the occupational hazards at the bottom.
Yeah.
Climbs back up. As we're all pyramid style, by the way, terrifying, toward the front door. So imagine walking into your house and the first thing you see is a pyramid of people.
That's like what was that thing that went viral a couple years ago? The boom, boom, I am a blah,
yeah,
blah,
literally,
blah,
literally,
boom,
literally,
boom.
Like Kappa Beta, like terrifying, like nightmare
but this
fuel.
This is like East LA lesbians.
East all your, being like, all your best friends being yeah. like, ah! Anyway.
Screaming with their embroidered shirts.
Right before she walks in the door, straight up, literally. Right before she walks in the door, my friend Gabby says, what are we going to do when they walk in?
And what do people say?
I said, I think we're doing it. We're all stacked on top of each other.
Like, so what are we going to do?
So what are we going to do when they walk in? I'm like, I'm doing it.
You're like, we're doing what it is. What do you mean, what more could we be doing?
What more shall we do?
Yeah.
What more shall we do?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was so dumb. She walked in and was like obviously surprised. And we all just screamed, of course, because like what else?
I was worried you were going to say they came in from the garage and you were facing the wrong way. So they walked in on the side or the back of the pyramid?
Which would have been amazing. I think the front door and the garage.
Of pyramid would have been so funny if they came through the back and just saw a stack of asses at greeting you as you walk in. I wish. Awooga.
Gross. Please don't be gross.
I'm being gross.
You're being gross as a joke, but it's like, stop it. Anyway.
I know, but I feel like I've built enough understanding with the Adoids that they know that's not my vibe, so I can live in that world, and they go, LOL, he's not that.
Gabe, can you, this is so not good for the podcast, but can you reenact, maybe it is, reenact that video that we were both dying at of the guy singing in Times Square? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh! It's this comedian, Joey.
Bro, he's hilarious.
He's
Have you seen his other shit? He does that same bit. Always,
I want to say his name out loud, because that's fair.
I want to hear if you could do it.
Well, he also like leaves key. It's so funny. What's his name? It feels fair if I'm gonna do his bit to say his name out loud. Joey Dardano. Let's see. Should we hear him do it and then I try? Okay. Okay. Here we go. Amazing. It's like a quarter tone under, and he's screaming in Times Square.
Try and do it. It's probably really hard.
It's up to you. Already tired voice. New York. New York.
You're too clean with it. He does it crazy.
I hit it.
I know. And then
I had to hop off it.
His was better.
He does it crazy.
Can you do it, Allie?
There's no way.
Can you try?
It's up to you.
Thank you.
New York.
It's got to be a little under and a little grouder.
It was under though, right?
It was a little on.
Yeah, see, it's hard.
It's hard.
Can I try?
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'm already there. New York.
What's great is he says two words and he said, I'm already there.
I'm already under.
You're an overachiever.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, should we do voice note?
Yeah, each and every week you guys have sent us a voice memo of a problem you're having through the portal in our bio. Link in bio. You send us a voice memo of a problem you're having, and we try to solve that problem through the power of beautiful music, or at the very least, music. Okay, I think this is the one I wanted, and if not, we'll go with it.
Hello, Gibbs Sibs. Long time listener, first time caller.
This is from our friend Andy is the name.
Okay, love. Hi, Andy.
Sorry, restarting because I forgot to say that this comes in from our friend Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hello, Gibbs Sibs. Long time listener, first time caller, literally day one listener. Here's my problem. My therapist just told me in our last session that we can switch to once a month meeting because I'm perfect.
Yeah.
So that's good news. However, it's been 3.5 weeks since that meeting. And I, like the day after that session, began one of the worst depressive episodes I've had in like 2 years.
Okay.
So I'm feeling like I can't really tell her about it. So what do I do? How do I tell her that I can't do once a month right now in a way that is not embarrassing and she won't be disappointed in me, you know?
Andy. Anyways,
so yeah, how do I do that?
First of all, Andy, we're about to do a bunch of jokes and a bunch of nonsense in a song, but we want to say that that is hard, and also, don't be embarrassed.
Well, healing isn't linear.
It's so hard.
You did improve in all the ways that you improved.
That being said. Do you have anything? I think I have a little something. Andy, we would recommend that maybe you just change your whole vibe for the next one. Start smoking cigarettes in your next session, whether it's on Zoom or in real life. Just kind of change your whole vibe and make your therapist jealous that you aren't hanging out enough. 'Cause you're so cool now, you've changed your vibe and you smoke cigarettes. My whole thing is cigarettes. Just take up cigarettes and your therapist will be like, damn, Andy's so cool now.
Damn, Andy's so cool now.
Andy's so, Andy's cool, so cool now.
Andy's cool now.
Andy's so cool now.
Andy's so cool now.
Andy's 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 so cool now. Therapist won't be able to resist. Won't be able to resist how cool you are. You'll have Doc Martens, get some new tattoos, start smoking cigarettes, and your therapist will be like, let's meet 4 times a week at my house. Come on over. We'll crack
swim
open.
Swim in my pool.
Swim in my pool. I've got some orange wine. We can talk about whatever we want. Let's go see Wuthering Heights together. You know what I mean?
Andy's so cool now. Andy's cool now. Andy's so cool now. Andy's cool now. Andy's so cool now.
Andy's so cool now.
Andy's cool now.
Andy's so cool.
Andy's so cool.
Andy's cool now.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of good advice.
No, that's excellent advice. The other thing I thought of while Gabe was singing was that if you have to break bad news to your therapist, do it through singing Telegram. Hire us. We'll sing her a song.
Should we do that real quick?
Yeah.
Should we do that real quick? To which camera?
Andy's
Are you at yours?
I'm going to the center.
You're going center. Here we go.
Andy's perfect, of course, as you know, that hasn't changed.
Hasn't changed at all. But Andy would like us to let you know that they want to come back just a little more often, but not because they're not perfect, because of course Andy's perfect.
A depressive episode can happen to anyone.
The best of the best.
The best of the best.
Andy is the best of the best, but wants to come back. Best of the best.
Let her come back,
please. Let her come back more often, because Andy would like that to happen.
And then just like in a perfect world, we'd be wearing like bow ties when we did that.
Totally. And it would end with boom, boom, I am a kappa bah.
Boom, boom,
boom, I am a da, da, da.
And your therapist would get a restraining order.
Doesn't it end with, do you?
It's like,
do you? Do you know what I'm talking about, Grant?
Are you?
Are you? Boom, boom, she wants to come on back. She wants to hang out with you. Do you want to hang out with Andy? Do you?
I'm finding it problematic that you keep describing therapy sessions as hanging out.
No, of course. Of course. That's what they are, though, right?
Totally.
That's just what you do?
It's just a harm.
Yeah, I go into the basement of some PhD
candidate. Oh, you're doing candidate. Basement?
Yeah, basement.
You're doing basement.
Of some PhD candidate. Listen to some records, smoke some weed, and whoa. I feel better.
Interesting.
That actually, we should do that. We should offer that as therapy.
You know what
would
be?
You just need to hang. Some people just need to hang.
Well, I do think that the world would be better if people hung a little more.
Yeah, if people were more hung. Brother.
Grant, did you write anything in your journal this week?
I actually didn't yet. Can you give me a few minutes and I will?
Sure. I'll rate the brothers.
How many minutes do we need to give you?
I'll rate the brothers.
Oh my gosh.
While you write the brothers.
Plenty of time.
Okay, great.
Episode.
Thank God. I was going to say, geez. Al, I know you're about to rank the brothers, which is something we do every episode.
I actually just had the thought cross my mind. I would, with very little physical strain, be able to kick you in the face. As you were starting to talk, I was like this.
Are you wearing an outfit that you could actually try?
It seems like
you're in a bit of a
skirt. We'd kind of be seeing a booty cheek. Well, I have shorts on underneath, but the shorts are short.
I was going to say we should try.
You want me to try to kick you in the face on our podcast?
I really think you said without a lot of physical strain.
Oh, you don't think it could work.
I don't think you could. Without physical strain, kick me in the face. Try. Hold on. Use this. Hide your cheeks.
Okay.
Hide your cheeks. Grant, let us know if we need to cut this.
I mean, I can just go to your cam.
My cam? Let's see how close the boot makes it to my face. We're in my camera. Allie thinks she can kick me in the face.
I actually kick your face?
Do it. Do it. You won't.
Okay, ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
It was closer than I thought. It was closer than I thought. It was closer than, I think it was probably here.
To be honest with you, I missed on purpose, my guy.
No.
You want me to break your
okay,
nose?
Okay, then commit.
You have
commit.
A child.
Commit. Commit.
This is
either about to be the best clip we've ever had.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I kick your hand.
Okay, here's where my face is. Here's where my face is. Here's where my face was.
Okay.
Genuinely try. That's where my face was. Okay, fuck. Damn. That would have been... You could have absolute cowboy booted me to oblivion. Give me my pillow.
By the way, from a podcast perspective, that was nothing at all. But from a sibling perspective, that is basically the last minute and a half was exactly what it's like to have a sibling.
No, totally. That was sibling 100%. And also,
okay, my face was right here.
Okay, I have
no,
a
I
journal
could
entry.
Kick you in the face.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Sterling Silver Grand's journal.
Wait, what's the Bruno Mars one? Okay. That should be the intro.
We're going to get flagged for that. That gets us demonetized.
Yeah, because we sound so much like Bruno Mars.
Okay, I said fuck Korean barbecue. And here's why. And here's why. And here's why.
Whoa. Whoa.
I went to Korean barbecue in the valley yesterday.
Okay.
And this place, you order the shit and they bring it out cooked to you in a nice little bento box. Why was I ever cooking my own shit?
Interesting.
Why was I ever cooking my own shit?
Sagri.
No.
You know
what a scam is it?
Sagri.
That they hand you raw meat and say, cook it yourself.
Cook it yourself. Give me.
What a scam it is.
What a scam is it that I pay $50 to cook my own meat and I'm covered in grease and I smell like smoke and you have to go home and shower? It's unbelievable.
Wow.
You have never been more wrong.
And we ordered these bento boxes with delicious short rib. Came with the little pot sticker. Came with the little pancake. Came with the cold noodles. Came with the salad. Came with the broccoli. Came with the broccoli sprouts. Came with the rice.
Were you with your lover?
No, I was with my work friends.
Whoa.
Wow. Ew.
Anyway.
Okay?
And it was delicious. And I said, why was I ever cooking this?
No, I get that. I get that.
And I've only been to Korean barbecue like 3 times in my life. And every time I've gone, I've ruined the shirt that I wore to that event. Because there's so much grease all over my shirt.
I've been once, and I remember enjoying the activity of cooking it. But I also like cooking. Is there something you don't like cooking? Or I understand.
It's
I understand
so,
that
when
you're,
you cook it at your table, it's so fresh. It's like it was just on the grit.
But to Grant's point, isn't that what the restaurant's job is?
I'm going
bring
to
it
a
to
restaurant
right after it was just on the grid.
I'm going to a restaurant to be relaxing. I'm going to a restaurant not to get dirty. I'm going to a restaurant.
You're going to a restaurant not
to
get
dirty?
Correct.
Explain
and
that.
When you cook at
other
home.
Places you go, you're going to get dirty. I'm going to get dirty cooking at home.
You're going to get dirty cooking at home?
Yeah, I might spill something on me. I might whatever.
Sure.
I'm going to be clean at the restaurant. I get to wear clothes that are not going to get dirty to the restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
Okay, I'd like to go on the record as disagreeing, but I actually don't have any fight left in me. So
no, I agree. I feel the same way. I'm like, I'm not sure I agree, but I can't. The energy it'll take for me to muster up a big argument is like, it's probably the sign
we
that
both,
we're done.
Gabe and I both had really big work weeks.
It's probably a sign that we're done with an episode, huh? Are we in the zone, or do we still need to tell our friends more?
Well, let's do a ranking of the brawlers.
Oh, I keep forgetting we got to rank the brawlers. Hey, we rank the brothers every week, and I'm just so glad that you've taken that burden on, and it's like really a great
just
thing.
Just remember that it's actually
and,
not hard for me to kick your face now that we've done the experiment.
We need a guest. We need a guest in here as a buffer.
A buffer.
As a buffer. What kind of vibe also, do you want? Oh,
I don't know if
we
want to do this, but I forget his name. Shout out the guy who's been keeping track of the brother ranking. Can he just can he leave the ranking in the comments?
He's going to he's been working on it.
Oh, he's working on it. But could maybe leave it in the comments from now on. Do a Grant and a Gabe.
We need to respond
and Grant,
to him.
And Grant goes first.
He
goes
went
first,
back yeah. through he's going back through all the episodes and it's like taking him some time, of course, because it's like 60 hours of listening. So
it's impressive.
Once he gets
a lot.
Once he's up to date, he'll be up to date. But and shout out to you and we'll say your name next episode.
What kind of vibe do you want to rank the brothers today?
Give me any vibe.
Any vibe, bro? Any vibe at all.
My number one brother is Grant. And I'll tell you why. I have a whole like portable air conditioner and its big tubes and a guitar in the back of my car right now.
Oh.
That's Gabe's. And Gabe, I'm doing us a favor by ranking Grant number one.
The guitar comes and stays here.
Oh, perfect.
The air conditioner's got to go with us, but the guitar stays here. Nice.
So, and Grant's going to let us put it in the back of his Tesla.
Ooh.
That's what makes him the number one brother of the world.
And I might alienate some people here, but I'm going to say what makes Grant my number one brother is that he got a Tesla a while ago. And then when we found out that Elon was crazy, he didn't buy one of those stickers that says, I bought this Tesla before Elon was crazy. No offense. Hey, no, actually, offense. Offense to those people. Commit and burn the Tesla. Hey, burn the Tesla.
No. No one should be burning any cars.
Okay. For the environment. But.
For the environment.
Either get rid of the Tesla or just drive the Tesla. Don't
well,
do the like,
me is
I
like,
bought this before Elon was bad. He's been bad the whole time.
He has been bad the whole time. And first of all, you made your bed. And
he's
drive
been bad
your nice
the
car.
Whole time.
Drive your nice car. We are in late stage capitalism. Everyone has blood on their hands. You don't need a bumper sticker to explain that you don't agree with the evils and atrocities of the American government.
It's like putting like a little tag on every single can of soda that comes
I bought
to you
this Coca-Cola
Amazon.
Before I
no totally totally
I bought this iPhone before I bought this I bought the I got a boob job before I realized
no totally
and you really need the people on the 405 to know
yes you need the people on the highway to know I'm actually not a bad person
we know you're liberal we see your tattoos
We see, we get it.
We see your septum piercing. We know you're liberal.
We're same as you.
We see your sweatshirt. We see your sweatshirt from Brain Dead. We know you're liberal.
Brain Dead. Taking strays. Taking strays. We know.
See your Carhartt work jacket. We know you're liberal.
We see your Carhartt work jacket that you didn't actually work in.
No, of course. We see your baby soft hands from not a single day of physical labor. We know you're a liberal elitist.
We know where you stand. You don't have to put the bumper sticker on there. I do.
It's kind of crazy that Carhartt swung all the way back around to liberal.
Yeah.
I think Carhartt might be the last unifier.
Facts.
Everybody loves unifying.
Facts.
Everybody's seeking it.
Yeah, what are some
other... Carhartt.
People want to unify.
What are some other things the liberals and the conservatives agree on?
Diet Coke, baby.
Apparently, I saw a guy on TikTok.
Diet Coke, baby.
Oh, yeah. Diet Coke, Carhartt.
Team on its back, Diet Coke. I'll tell you that much.
Stanley Tucci.
Okay. I think we can all agree that Stanley Tucci is hot in a way that we're all confused about.
Why? He's hot because he's hot.
He's hot intelligent. He's hot.
His voice, his thoughtfulness. He's vaguely European, even though he's not. He can cook. What do you mean we don't know why? He's hot.
Well, he's like also old and bald, but I'm finding him as hot as anyone young and hairful.
Yeah, but he doesn't come across old.
Or bald.
And his bald is different than bald.
No,
dude, I saw someone, sorry for interrupting. I saw someone on
No, that's the whole show.
On Instagram Reels say if they were bald, they would feel like a seal in their sheets. And they said they would like lay at the end of their bed like a seal.
Think about how good that would feel.
Think about how good it would feel to be completely hairless head to toe,
like,
and go to bed
in silk sheets, fresh shower,
bro.
Bald.
Bro.
Everything shower, including the head.
Would you want to shave everything, though? Would you want to shave your whole body? Would being bald in that way make
you'd
you want
to
shave your
wax,
whole body?
You'd have to wax to really feel, because shave will always have like a little stubs.
Okay,
can you
so
imagine?
Then, so then
you'd
would
have to wax your
would
whole
you,
body.
Wait. To full seal, you'd want to wax everything
you'd
so you could swim around in the sheets?
You'd want to wax and moisturize and exfoliate every single thing.
You're
and then get
fully
your sheets.
Smooth, literally tippy head to tippy toe.
Tippy head to tippy toe.
Tippy head to tippy toe. Fresh silk seats. Silk sheets.
We got it in the episode.
I know.
We got it in the episode.
I'm so tired.
Go.
And
fresh.
You're swimming around in your sheets. And your wife walks in and says, what the fuck are you doing?
Can we say?
Actually, the idea of someone witnessing this, the idea of experiencing it was really exciting. The idea of walking into a room and seeing a totally hairless person
swim around like a person.
That's absolutely, like grounds for like obviously bits. Obviously that's not like enough of an egregious behavior for your wife to divorce you, but I'm like genuinely it's grounds for a conversation to be like, by the way, that was really hard to see,
friends.
Sunny.
Oh, it is kind of hey, friends, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We're so glad you do. Please tell other people you think who might be adoits to come listen and come watch. My special is out. Please keep watching that. It's been really fun to see the response.
Watch Gabe special.
We've got more episodes coming every single week. We got more episodes coming. Grant's laughing about something.
The face Ellie made when she said watch Gabe special. She didn't give a fuck, bro.
Watch Game Festival.
I feel like we've been saying the same thing for like 6 months.
No, I know. We have to. That's called promo.
I know. I'm just tired.
I get it. I'm also tired.
Watch
We're
Game
all tired.
Special. Drink your water. Tell your mama that you love her.
This is 2026. We say 2026 girl cook something. 2026 girl cook something.
2026 Piper.
Wait. Girl cook something, but how and when? 2026, when safe, girl cook something.
But only when you're safe, when you're comfortable.
When you're comfortable, girl. 2026, boys have more whimsy. 2026, Piper, put your shoes on. 2026, what else is there? Other stuff that we've been saying. May your year be beautiful. May your
days be merry and bright.
And to our youngest,
went for a harmony?
And to our youngest listeners.
Mm.
gold.